Miles Brooks has lived in Alaska for 10 years and Juneau for 4. He's a research analyst for the Alaska Department of Transportation. He had a question about the Juneau-Douglas consolidation. Let's let him ask it.
So my curious Juneau question, how has the borough consolidation vote of 1969 shaped our current community? Would people that voted the way they voted then vote differently now?
We put the question to 71-year-old Rich Poor. He was born in Juneau's hospital and raised in Douglas. He served on the Juneau Assembly from 1981 to 1988. Well, Rich?
I don't know. I know you don't need a passport to go over the Douglas Bridge now, so I guess that's a step in the right direction.
He's referring to a gag that happened more than a decade later. In 1981, a band of pranksters erected a toll plaza on the Douglas side of the new concrete bridge for a day. They sold passports to the fictitious Democratic Republic of Douglas that poked fun at the community's lost sense of identity. But I digress.
It definitely stepped on fingers and hands and whatever. You know, you're losing your community identity, so to speak, when you're talking about merging two very competitive towns. Looking at the overall picture, I'd say it was probably the best thing for Juneau at the time and Douglas, because it combined a lot of the forces and you didn't have two mayors to deal with. You didn't have two city councils to deal with.
As Rich Poor recalls, before unification, there were two of everything. So how did consolidation come about?
Basically, you had a vote, and what they did is they combined Juneau and Douglas as one vote instead of allowing Douglas to decide on its own whether it wanted to be part of the one local government. And they voted it down 4-1.
Poor is referring to Douglas voters specifically. Across both communities, the overall vote was just over 54% for unification.
We were overwhelmed, so to speak, in Douglas.
That's some democracy.
So more of an annexation than anything else. A hostile takeover. Or you mentioned we don't need a passport to cross the bridge anymore to go to the pub or to go to the ice arena to play hockey. Were there armed vigilantes that put a toll up across the bridge after the vote or before the vote?
No. I believe it did go to a legal question of whether they could legally do it. But then the courts fell down on the side of unification.
Since the 1960s, infrastructure has improved in Douglas. There's more pavement and less dust, better water and sanitation. There are streetlights and even bus service.
So, Miles, do you feel like your question has been kind of answered?
I do. I have a better understanding of how Douglas has come to be, how Juneau's come to be, and look forward to seeing both communities grow together in my future here in Juneau, and hopefully it's long and prosperous. And thank you guys for the opportunity.
And, Rich, do you have any questions for us?
No, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, though, because a lot of this stuff gets lost, and you tend to lose these local people that lived through it.
Well, thank you very much for coming down to the studio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That's all for this Curious Juneau. We hope it was as fun to listen to as it was to produce. To ask your own question, hear an extended podcast version, or read the story online, go to ktoo.org/curious.